This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake a two-day visit to Kuwait today at the invitation of Amir of Kuwait, Sheikh Misil Al Ahmed Al Zabir Al Sabah. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold discussion with the leadership of Kuwait. Today, Mr. Modi will interact with the Indian diaspora at a community event and also visit a labor camp. He will also attend the opening ceremony of 26th Arabian Gulf Cup as a special guest of the Emir of Kuwait. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi will also accorded a ceremonial guard of honor at the Bayan Palace, following which he will be holding a separate meetings with the Emir of Kuwait and the Crown Prince of Kuwait. There will be delegation-level talks with the Prime Minister of Kuwait as well. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved minimum support price for copra for 2025 season. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the NDA government has taken a series of decisions for the welfare of farmers, and this reflects the NDA government's commitment toward improving the life of farmers. Mr. Vaishnaw said the MSP for fair average quality of milling copra has been fixed at 11,582 rupees per quintal for boll copra at 12,100 rupees per quintal. He added that the financial implication for this decision would be worth 855 crore rupees. The union minister said that the MSP of milling copra is 422 rupees more than the MSP in the 2024 season, while it is 100 rupees for more for boll copra in comparison to the 2024 season. Union Minister for Development of North East, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, has said that 72nd plenary of the NEC that will be chaired by Union Home Minister Amit Shah today will lay a new foundation for the speedy growth of the region. Talking to the reporters at the Agartala's MBB airport, upon his arrival last evening, Mr. Sindhya said that in days to come, Northeast region will see a rise and fast-paced development which have been conceptualized by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the pre-budget consultation with Finance Minister of States and Union Territories at Jaisalmer in Rajasthan yesterday. The meeting was attended by Union Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Chief Minister, Deputy Chief Ministers, Finance Ministers, Ministers, Secretaries of Department of Economic Affairs and Expenditure, Ministry of Finance, and senior officer from State, Union Territory and the Union Government. The participants gave several valuable suggestions to Union Finance Minister for consideration in the Union Budget for financial year 2025-26. The Reserve Bank of India has imposed a penalty of 20 lakh rupees on Manappuram Finance for non-compliance with certain provision of Know Your Customer KYC norms. The RBI said a statutory inspection of NBFC was conducted with reference to its financial position as on March 31, 2023, and notice was issued to the company. The Bombay High Court yesterday upheld the Maharashtra government's decision to award the Dharavi Slum Redevelopment Project to Adani Properties Private Limited, dismissing a petition by UAE-based Seclin Technologies Corporation that challenged the tender process. The Telangana High Court yesterday passed an order barring Anti-Corruption Bureau from arresting the Bharat Rashtra Samiti Working President K.T. Rama Rao till 30 December in Formula E race case. The court passed the interim order on quash petition filed by K.T. Rama Rao. In shooting, Haryana teenager Suruchi clinched 3 gold medals in women's air pistol competition in the ongoing 67th National Shooting Championship competition in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.